hang on. Wait, which number are you on? Number two.
We'll actually have a slot tomorrow. We have to still decide what kind of music we have to play. But
send your requests to ransbak@geilesletjes.ru.
Yep.
Are you?
If you can spell that the right way, you're worthy of choosing our music.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
That will be it, I guess. Or otherwise, we'll have a lot of dubstep, which does a lot of wop 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 to please Brenno.
Wop 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 wop.
However, you you guys out there, if you want to have a look at the schedule of this radio station, go to tinyurl.com/hx2-radio-schedule. And there you have the scheduled program. We have some slots open in the morning. No, actually, it's not the morning. It's the late night, I think. And yeah, now while we are trying to set up our program, get the first music cued in, and do some random talking without any sense. Well, I must say I am sending you a very good good morning to the camp here in Finofurt. Do we have some music now? Yes, we have. So here we go. Probably. Okay, the music's fucked up. Well,
what the hell did they do with this machine?
Oh my god, they have set up something strange.
All right.
Well.
So, okay. Son.
Yeah.
You need to keep talking a little more.
my god.
Well, I'll fix this machine.
Oh, okay, then we change the program. You will have 1.5 hours music later and 1.5 hour of me talking about this camp so far.
Let's try it again.
I've heard something. Yeah.
Yeah. So
something's going on.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Yeah, latest morning show in the world with me, Sven, and DJ Psychic.
Good morning.
Yeah. So, actually, we are not only sending, we are also receiving. So, if you have to want to say something about the program and this music and
stink!
Whatever. We have an IRC chat going on. It's on Freenode. It's the room Binary Voice. Binary Voice. IRC.freenode.net. Well, we are on FM 92.6, where we are streaming tinyurl.com/hx2-radio, and you will find out the details in our wiki, and well, you just Google it, fucking. Okay, and if you are on deck and want to have listening to this radio station while you are going on the walk in the camp, you dial 1926. Yes. Okay, the camp, day two, actually. What is this camp about? It's about going into space. We will, well, go into much detail during this show, I think. But I must say, there are some efforts actually going on to actually reach space. Yeah, for example, there actually will be a workshop for building your own rockets. How nice is this?
Rockets!
Woohoo! It's rocket science.
Yeah, it's rocket science, right? But actually, if you want to build your own rocket, there will might be, if weather permits, a launch day later. I mean, it's maybe on Saturday or Sunday at the latest, where you will actually launch your own rocket. Well, it might be a sort of a group event, because there are hopefully many participants of this camp building their own rocket, and well, it takes some time. I was told it's 2 times and half an hour of actually putting everything together, gluing in the parts in, and making the fins and sandpapering them to a proper design. It sounds like a lot of fun doing your own rocket. They might be not really reaching space, but they are getting some hate. And I think that's a perfect workshop for rocket basic science. Yeah. So go around, walk around. There's lots of space efforts going on in this camp. And have fun. Okay, and now for some more music, I think. Have you prepared something, DJ Psychic?
Of course I have.
Great. Bang, bang. Okay. So, this is the latest morning show in the world. If you are wondering where this rocket workshop actually goes on, it's if you have a map, and if you don't, you can consult any data loo around this camp. If you have a map, you can pick the space. It's in the corner Launchpad Road versus Leica Lane. And there's this rocket science camp, and you can sign up for this workshop, actually. Yeah, what's going on in the schedule? The lectures for day two we are pretty close to 13:12 on the clock. So next one, in Shelter Kourou we have solid rocket engines, which is quite of interest if you actually want to build a rocket. So it directly connects to this workshop, I think. And in Baikonur we have Digitale Gesellschaft e.V. This is sort of a more social stuff, I think.
Social stuff.
Socializing stuff.
We're hackers. Yeah, we don't socialize.
And after these two, we have another space-connected lecture in Shelter Kourou, inertial navigation. So if you're in space and there's no gravity telling you where it's down, then some more special challenges, I think. And in Shelter Baikonur we have die psychologischen Grundlagen des Social Engineering. So it's basics of psychological basis of social engineering. But I think that this talk will be in German. Yeah. So, and by the way, we had some weather and weather-connected issues. So we must apologize if the radio station wasn't working. It was due to weather reasons. We had actually some, I hate to say it, rain going down this morning. And I think it was lots of rain, I believe. And unfortunately, the rain showers will continue during the day, and with temperatures way beyond 19 degrees, 19.1 or 2, I believe. And the good thing about having clouds in the sky is that the night won't be as cold as last day, so it should be around 15 degrees. Nice one. But continuing showers of rain, that's not that really nice, I think. I mean, camping actually is a nice event. If it's not raining anymore.
Okay, so actually what do you want is 20 degrees, half clouded, not too warm, not some motion, no rain.
Actually I on a perfect hacker camp.
So basically you would be inside all day.
No. Actually I want to see a screen readable, so it has to be partly cloudy, yeah, and I want some sun, and I want a decent temperature, not much beyond and above 20 degrees.
Okay.
That will be perfect weather. So the temperature is quite nice, I think, yes.
Now it is.
And the partly cloudy part of the weather, which is has been fulfilled as well.
Not enough. Not too much wind.
Not too much wind. I think that currently it is nice. The way it is.
Slightly
should stay
windy,
that way.
Slightly windy, but...
Yeah, slight wind...
We can deal with that.
Yeah, otherwise you get some nasty insects biting you and so on. No, that's not a very good idea.
No.
But the fucking rain.
Oh my god, we had so much trouble with the rain this morning.
Yeah, yeah. And yesterday and the day before and well. These are the issues you have to deal with when you are doing an on-campsite radio... temporary radio station set up, but we are managing all the issues, doing good so far, and yeah. So, enough talking for this time. More music, please. Something to actually make you awake and have a good time and have a good breakfast on the side here in Finnofjord. This is the latest morning show in the world.
On 92.6 FFMM. Cheesy, isn't it? Kid Frost, La Raza. That's very smooth in the morning.
Yeah, it is. A little bit more of this and I'm falling back to sleep, I
okay,
think.
So the next one will be a little louder, okay?
Yeah,
I promise you.
Yeah. Take your time to actually find some decent music for the latest morning show in the world on 92.6 FM. Yeah, here we are. And, well, I took a quick look at the security and IT news. It's in Heise Ticker, I think, and we have, well, let's read out the headlines. The Google has to deal with Kartellwächter, I don't know this word in English. So they have problems with their Android and Google search, actually, because they are so big. Yeah, I think that's part of the success problem. Then we have Adobe Flash. Okay, I know no hacker actually uses Flash, but they made an update, and I must say on Windows, I'm using Windows on my user interfaced machines. They managed to actually do the Flash updates in a quite a nice way. It was worse years ago, but. The trouble is that they actually only told about fixing about 13 security holes, and another guy that's doing research says that actually there were more than 100 bugs and security holes fixed, and they are doing some sort of quarrel about it. What else have we? Interesting stuff. Okay, the Minister of the Interior has some issues with the internet. Well, what is this news?
What's the news?
Yeah, and actually, the Chaos Communication Camp is featured as well on Heise with a news report about hackers going into space.
More space.
Yeah,
I'm space. I'm a space.
Space. Everywhere. Okay, enough of that. You can read it yourself. I think if you have online connection, which actually works pretty well, the network is stable, even Wi-Fi works.
Don't jinx it.
Actually, currently I am on Wi-Fi. If you break it, then we have no one your internet news, and it's not me to blame then. The infrastructure actually. Besides of the issues we mentioned earlier, this show, it is working. So we have working internet, we have working power.
Dude, really? Stop saying those things.
What we haven't is a working hackerspace program, but that will be fixed as well within the next 4 years, I think. Yeah. Okay.
I promise you something so you won't fall asleep. Shall we do it now?
Yeah. Okay, let's listen to it. What have you got?
I got some really, I think, one of the best songs of Metallica.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Then
it's not good enough.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. It's time to wake up. Because I'm the master of you. The master of puppets. And Sven, are you awake now?
Yes.
Okay, so I did my job.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, great. Thank you, DJ Saki.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, well, actually, I was so tied up with listening to the music. I'm sort of unprepared now. What was I doing? Yeah, I was reading some Twitter tweets and to get some feedback on what the users and hackers on the camp actually are thinking about it. Let me highlight something I found out. The Real Supermarket next to this camp, really sold out in USB to micro USB cables, and that's because of this nice rocket badge everybody got here. And it's about 8 fucking euros per cable.
Oh my god, they make a fortune on them.
So announcing that you need a micro USB cable was not enough, I think. Attendants here got by surprise that they actually have to charge their rocket. But from my own experience, I think this rocking performs quite well, I think. So the accumulator lasts a long time, whole day, I think. I charged mine last night, I think, yes. And today it's up and running again. And I even dipped it into a nice Indian curry. After washing everything clean again and disconnecting power and drying it, it still works. So this rocket badge actually was a very nice idea. Plenty of stuff to play around with. Which brings me right to the next topic. As you might know or not, we are having a radio station next to the Hack Square. It's a village of Benelux hacker spaces, and they are having done a really awesome job of setting up plenty of tent space here with an awesome retro tent, lots of gaming consoles and of the old ages, a nice lounge tent where you can sit or even lie down and relax and enjoy your life, and a nice, by all the word nice, what can nice mean, a hardware hacking tent.
Nice doesn't even come close.
Yeah.
More like awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Actually, they are selling some hardware kits there for decent prices, I must say. And yeah, they are providing you with soldering irons, solder, whatever you need. I took the liberty to visit this tent last night and got some stuff there and was actually soldering the Diavolino board and the LOL shield. LOL shield, yeah. Currently, it does not really work because I think I have to sort of some issues, but I'm pretty sure this can be done. And if anything else fails, I'll just head back over to the hardware hacking tent and find someone to help me with my stuff.
What?
This sounds like I've heard it before.
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
I don't know. It's doing random stuff on its own.
Yeah, so actually, when you are sitting in the hardware hacking tent next to midnight and doing some soldering, and you might get a nice encounter. So the guy walked up to me and said, well, are you prepared to do a beta testing? And I said, yes, why not? And he provided me with a nice SMD-mounted, actually, it's an SMD-mounted button. I cannot really remember, but... might be finding it in my history. Yes, it's a blinking button for beginners. It's SMD mounted set, so it's Arduino based, or is it? Let me see what I can find on this website. Yeah, it's blinking button for beginners. So actually, I was for first time after long, long, long years. Doing my first SMD soldering as well, and I must say, I would count myself an average experienced soldier, and as in the, well, you have quite tiny parts, and they actually they suck if you don't know how to handle it, and without any tweezers, you're sort of lost. But it worked out really, really well. And if you know the tricks, then soldering some multi-pin IC onto the board is not very much of an issue. So do not be afraid, I would say, doing SMD stuff. It is nice. It's way more space efficient. It has more lightweight. And speaking of weight, that leads us to, actually going to space needs lightweight. And so if you are planning to build your own rocket and provide it with some whatever electronics, SMD is the way to go, I think. So, yeah, soldering, doing hardware stuff. Nice and fun thing to do in the night. Yeah.
Are you done by now?
Yeah, I probably think this is the end of the story so far. It will continue in my private space and privacy, and I won't talk about it until Sunday morning. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Sunday morning is the next show of this show. But we have some hours to spare this time because it's only 13:38 on the clock. Yeah. So you are listening to the latest morning show in the world on FM 92.6. You can go to the streams on tinyurl.com/hx2-radio. And you can listen to Dex where you dial into 1926. And DJ Sakic has some music prepared, and he's playing the Trollolo Man in the background. I've heard it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Was a slight reminder of you to
stop talking.
Stop talking.
Yeah, okay. Then more music, please.
Yeah, here we go.
Go on.
Ah, once again, it fails. Why?
No!
Why does everything fail to this point? It's been day two already, and we're already wasted, and we have a few more days to go. So, here we go. Moisture! Ah! Prodigy Voodoo People, the really full version of 6.5 minutes.
6.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you have time now to prepare some stuff?
Prepare some stuff.
Yay!
Yeah. No. I've looked some more at Twitter, and the news is that the GSM network here at the cam should actually be working, but it is out of users.
So how do you mean out of users?
Out of users. Harald Welte complains that the GSM network only has about 400 phones or SIM cards registered and the network currently, and he demands more users. So if you have a spare or primary GSM phone, you can go to the POC, get your own SIM card. It's €2, and it will work forever, at least as long as the GSM networks are set up on CCC events and other events and camps like this, because you might know we had the GSM network for the first time 2 years ago at Haar in the Netherlands, and it was quite some beta testing, and people really did some stuff, had fun with the phones and sending some SIMs, SMS messages around, and really doing nasty stuff. And connected with that is that Carsten Noll actually had his talk about the GPRS hack he did. So well, if you missed the talk, then you, I'm afraid, have to wait for the recordings of the streams, of the lectures showing up. You can get the link at the wiki, and there is a dedicated CCC page which contains every recording done on any event so far, and there they will show up as soon as they are ready. So yeah, I think we should play some more music so the people around the camp actually are getting awake, finish their daily routines, get some breakfast or maybe some coffee or maybe even lunch if they got up really, really early, so like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Like me. I was here about 10:30, I think.
Yeah, probably. Same for me.
And I went to bed yesterday at 3 a.m. So.
Sounds familiar to me as well.
True.
So, yeah, okay. Some more music. What do we have?
What do we have? Moloko, time is now. If you still fall asleep after this... okay, you are... I will have something more stronger for you in the next one. All right?
Yeah.
Like coffee. The second one is always best.
Great.
Shh, wait for the end.
Okay, let's enjoy this one. Till the end. Enough with the music!
Yes, enough with the music.
My God! You are listening, unless you are falling asleep, to FM 92.6. We are the latest morning show in the world on Binary Voice. This is the radio station. You can actually join us on the chat room. Go to irc.freenode.net and join the channel Binary Voice. What's this blinking here on my screen?
Blinking lights.
Yeah, no, actually. What the fuck?
Are you being hacked?
No, actually, I am asked to update Thunderbird to version 5.
Which Why?
I don't know. I haven't done so far.
Don't ever... This is a general rule in hacker camps. Don't update your software.
No,
update it in front.
I won't.
But
I won't
update it on the cam because you're bound to get a exploited or a hacked version of especially a Mozilla Thunderbird and all the...
Additionally, I got a long list of Microsoft updates I should do. And, I refrain from installing anything.
Oh, guys, Sven has not installed his Windows updates.
I've done before.
Exploit him!
Before the camp, but, unfortunately, Microsoft does not synchronize its, update days with the camp.
No.
So they actually try to fix some bugs in their OS, but failed to get them out before the camp started. So, I have to live with it. I can live with this. This is only a temporary machine. I can, I can, and I can blank it and reinstall everything if I get hacked so far. But the same applies to my Android OS on my phone. Can also be hacked, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm not afraid of it. I'm proud of it. And maybe my rocket can be hacked as well. So, whatever. We are here at the camp Phenofort and trying to listen to some more music unless you are not awake. I'm reading. I'm talking bullshit. Start the music, please.
No, hang on. Give me the schedule because...
The schedule is online and more up to date, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
GMC, stay off my machine. I'm trying to make radio here.
Start then.
No. Get away. What does it say? It's today. It's Thursday, the 11th of August.
Yeah, it's day two in the scheduled...
Yeah, and
stuff.
We're still working.
One talk I would draw your attention to is the last talk of today. It's starting at midnight, 00:00. If you are asking, and it's about who's snitching my milk. And the description in this program sounds like it might be nice. The duration is 30 minutes, so it won't be much wasting your time. And language is English, and this is about where the milk goes in your office tea kitchen.
Okay.
So
really, a half an hour talk about where does the milk go in the office kitchen?
Yeah, actually, you know the time, and you know that this talk won't be a very serious one, but more like a fun one. So they are actually trying to having some devices. So they are having a device for determining the amount of vanished milk. It's a DDAVM, a device for counting fridge openings. It's a DCFDO, and a device for measuring the consumed electrical energy, the MCEE. And all these devices are used to measure how much milk is going amiss, I think.
Okay.
So it sounds like fun. It's at midnight in Shelter Kuru. Go there if you want to have some nice, fun lecture. I think that's my special program announcement, and if I go back on the browser, then I have the schedule for day two. And the time is 13:58, so we are close to the top of the hour. Currently running in Shelter Crew is Solid Rocket Engines. I think you better shall watch the recording afterwards. And Digitale Gesellschaft from Markus Beckedahl and guests. They are talking about, lobbying our interest in the political society. But after that, starting at 1500, inertial navigation in Shelter Crew and the psychological Grundlagen des social engineering. Stefan Schumacher in Shelter Baikonur. Yeah, so seems like the actually printed program from lectures are pretty much up to date.
Right.
So
hard copy is actually up to date to the electronic version.
It's a rare occasion.
That's really rare.
Yeah, but actually this is true. Okay, then I hope we have some more music to get you awake or get you entertained, and don't make you go off air.